You are a teacher in the Church of Jesus Christ. You have been called of God to love and teach His children in the Savior's way. You were set apart to this calling by the authority of His holy priesthood. Even if you are not an experienced teacher, as you live worthily, pray daily, and study the Scriptures, Heavenly Father will grant you the influence and power of the Holy Ghost to help you succeed. See 2 Nephi chapter 33, verse 1. Those entrusted to your care are Heavenly Father's children, and He knows what they need and how best to reach them. Through the Holy Ghost, God will guide you as you prepare and while you are teaching. He will reveal to you what you should say and what you should do. See 2 Nephi chapter 32, verse 5. The essential purpose of gospel teaching and learning is to change lives. Your purpose as a teacher is to help those you teach do all they can to become more converted to the gospel of Jesus Christ, an effort that extends far beyond class time. Invite those you teach to actively participate in learning the principles and doctrine of Jesus Christ, and to act on what they learn. Encourage them to make their individual and family study outside of class the primary source of their gospel learning. As they act in faith, by studying as individuals and families, they will invite the Spirit into their lives, and it is the Spirit that brings about true conversion. Everything you do as a teacher should point to this sacred objective. Teach only the doctrine of the restored gospel of Jesus Christ, as found in the Scriptures and the words of Latter-day prophets. Pure doctrine, eternal, unchanging truth taught by God and His servants, invites the Spirit and has the power to change lives. The calling to teach is a sacred trust, and it is normal to feel overwhelmed at times. But remember that your Heavenly Father called you, and He will never forsake you. This is the Lord's work. And as you serve with all your heart, might, mind, and strength, He will enlarge your capacities, gifts, and talents, and your service will bless the lives of those you teach. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 4, verse 2.